I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1929. On that Wednesday morning, people across the United States woke up to newspaper headlines informing them that something had gone horribly wrong on Wall Street the day before. Black Tuesday, as the day came to be known, had capped off a devastating drop in the market that had begun with the great crash the prior Thursday. $25 billion was lost in the crash, which would be about $300 billion in today's money. The crash helped spark the Great Depression that saw unemployment soar to 25% and nearly half of the banks in the United States fail. But the day after the crash, the news reports were not all doom and gloom. While Variety declared in big bold letters, "Wall Street lays an egg," other headlines struck a different tone. The New York Times' wordy headline stated, quote, "Stocks collapse in 16,410,030 share day, but rally at close cheers brokers. Bankers optimistic to continue aid." The Chicago Tribune went with the more concise, "Stock slump ends in rally." Newspaper reporters attempted to explain the crash. The Denver Post blamed the downturn on gamblers. The Philadelphia Evening Ledger blamed the propagandists of gloom and economic terror. And the New York Times blamed the reckless Wall Street speculators. But many papers also attempted to quell panic over the bad news from New York. The Kansas City Star assured readers that once the adjustment is completed, the country will move forward to new levels of prosperity. The Nashville Banner similarly predicted the reaction had to come, and the country will be better off for the lesson it has had, costly though it be. That costly lesson became a devastating global depression. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show.